WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're talking about Oregon's Death with Dignity Act that allows physicians to prescribe a lethal dose of drugs to certain patients who are terminally ill. The Justice Department is trying to overturn the law. A federal judge may issue a decision this week. Earlier, we heard from doctors on each side of the issue. Our final guest is a retired physician in Oregon who is terminally ill and wants the option of ending his life. It's an option he was about to get when we called him at his home this morning. We won't tell you his name because he wishes to remain anonymous. Now, I understand you're getting your pills today. Do you intend to use them in the near future?
I hope not.
So you're getting them, but you hope not to use them at all?
Right. I hope they will be an insurance policy.
What makes you think that you might want to use the lethal pills at some point? What are your concerns? What kind of death do you want to spare yourself from having?
A real loss of autonomy and pain.
Now, a lot of doctors say that pain isn't an issue anymore, that with morphine and other pain drugs, that the pain can be alleviated. You're a doctor yourself. Are you confident of that?
No, not at all.
Did your doctor try to convince you that pain wouldn't be a problem?
Well, he felt that he could manage it.
What are your sources of pain? What kind of cancer do you have?
I have prostate cancer. And this is bone pain.
It's spread to the bones?
Oh, yes.
And is the pain severe already?
No. No, I really have no pain now.
As a doctor, you've probably helped people through serious illness and probably helped people who were facing death. Does being a doctor make it any more difficult to face death, or does it give you, do you think, a different perspective on death than other people might have?
I think we probably view death in a different way. Death is the enemy in the chess game, but I think rationally and scientifically we view it without the fear that the lay public might.
So you're saying you don't fear death, but you do fear the pain and the loss of autonomy.
Right.
What's been your family's reaction to your choice to have lethal medication as an insurance policy in case you need it?
We have 6 grown children. All of them are supportive of this decision.
Some people have the fear that doctor-assisted suicide might open the door for people to choose an early death so as not to be a financial burden on their family. Are you worried about things like that, both in terms of like your own motives and the motives of others?
Well, it hasn't occurred in Oregon in the 4 years of experience so far. I have given it some consideration myself, thinking, you know, why be an unnecessary financial burden to a family when nothing is being accomplished?
That seems like such an awful reason to end one's life early.
Yes.
Are you saying that it is figuring into your decision, though?
No, it's crossed my mind.
I guess that's the fear, though, you know, that doctor-assisted suicide opens the door for thoughts like that to cross your mind. You know, that it's going to be expensive if you're alive.
Well, it is. Our circumstances are very fortunate, but in many families, this would leave them with indebtedness that would persist for many years. And I think any caring person would have that cross their mind. what am I putting my family into? Hundreds of thousands of dollars of financial burden.
So you're saying you think it's a legitimate concern?
I do. I say my circumstances are better than most.
If this isn't too personal, do you practice any religion? And if so, how is that affecting your choice of how to face death?
Yes, I've been a Protestant all my life, and I don't think it enters into the decision. I think that this is a different matter entirely than a religious concern.
Today you get your lethal dose. You don't plan on using it unless you need to because of pain.
Several experienced oncologists have told me that the likelihood is that I would never use it, that more patients with terminal cancer die of pneumonia, for example, than would ever be tempted to use the medication.
Why get it now? Why not wait until you do have pain or until it, you know, until you felt like you might actually need it?
I think we're all concerned about what the judge's decision over the next few days is going to be. If he makes his injunction permanent, then I would have no reason to get the medication now. But if he, by any chance, sides with the Justice Department, then all doors would be closed to us at that point, both as far as physicians writing prescriptions and as far as pharmacists filling prescriptions. So it's an insurance policy in that sense that we want to circumvent, if you will, the judge's decision, or at least anticipate the judge's decision as to whether we can get this medication in the future.
Can you tell me what you think it's going to do for you psychologically to know that you have the option of ending your life if at any point you want that option?
I think that the patients who have used it have expressed a great sense of relief that they, or who have had it available, I should say, have expressed a great sense of relief in knowing that they have this insurance available to them.
So do you feel that some of your fears about the dying process will be alleviated once you get the prescription?
I do.
And have you been very worried about, have those fears caused you a lot of anguish?
Well, I've become weaker, and you just wonder how far you go with this weakness before life becomes untenable.
And how is life now? I mean, there's still things that seem worth living for, yes?
Oh, yes.
Good. Well, I hope that continues for a long time, and I hope that you remain comfortable and in control.
Well, thank you very much.
And I thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Our interview was recorded this morning. At the doctor's request, we will let him remain anonymous. A federal judge is expected to issue a decision in the next few days on the Justice Department's challenge to Oregon's Death with Dignity Act.